This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's all over but the presidential signature for the federal budget, the next 2 years worth of it anyway. But don't let a compromise deceive you. There is still little real agreement in Washington about exactly how the government ought to spend money. Case in point, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, a new high-tech jet, which is also, as it happens, the most expensive weapons program ever and a congressional favorite all at the same time. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
The Joint Strike Fighter, or F-35, is way over budget and years behind schedule. But Congress hasn't clipped its wings. To understand why, you need to talk to people like Eddie Lynch. Lynch is one of thousands of Lockheed Martin workers who make the plane in Fort Worth, Texas. Each morning, Lynch gets out of his truck wearing his trademark plaid shirt and jeans. He walks into a mile-long factory and clocks in. Lynch helps assemble the plane's cockpit. It's a good, steady job, and Lynch is proud of what he does.
It's a great aircraft. It's new technology. The best in the world right now is being put together here, so I'm very impressed with it.
Lockheed says the F-35 is the most flexible, technologically sophisticated fighter ever. There are three versions of the plane, for the Air Force, Navy, and Marines. The idea was to have one plane and save money, but that's easier said than done. The F-35 is at least 50% over budget. So why hasn't it been pared back? Well, production has already started, even though the plane is still in the testing phase. It's called front-loading by F-35 critics like Chuck Spinney, a retired Pentagon weapons development expert.
Basically, the front-loading operation is aimed at getting the program started and get the money flowing before the consequences of that program are fully understood.
Spinney says that money pays for lots of jobs. Lockheed says the F-35 is responsible for about 125,000 jobs in 46 states. Spinney says the jobs are spread around congressional districts, so the F-35 has lots of friends in lots of places.
The whole idea here is to carpet bomb the congressional districts with jobs, dollars, and profits.
Spinney says the carpet bombing worked. There have been little tweaks to the F-35 program, but Congress hasn't voted for major reductions. Who wants to cut jobs in their own district? Enter sequestration, the automatic spending cuts that Congress agreed to a few years ago, and a less politically painful way to cut the F-35. Todd Harrison is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says sequestration lets members of Congress avoid tough votes.
Don't blame me. I didn't vote to cut this particular program. Sequester did the cutting. It's not my fault. I was against the sequester.
But now sequestration will be pared back, at least for a couple of years. The F-35 will likely be spared any cuts, at least for now. And members of Congress will continue to be reminded that F-35 jobs in their districts are at stake. Which brings us back to Eddie Lynch, our Lockheed worker in Fort Worth. I asked him, does he ever write his member of Congress?
Well, I don't even have to write to her. She's here pretty often.
Lynch says Congresswoman Kay Granger visits the plant about 10 times a year.
We tour the plant with her, and she's always open for questions, and she takes time to hear us out, whatever we want to talk about. You know, we see her up and down the assembly line quite often.
Often enough to remind Granger that her constituents support the F-35, even depend on it, and don't want her to cut it. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.